You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
This is Cami Chaos from Strange Love Live, and my husband is a peanut.
Shut up! I'm trying to do a voiceover!
I'm Dr. Normal, and I'm a peanut. Welcome to IRC FM, and here's your host, the man with the largest Johnson in Australia.
Johnson, Johnson, Johnson. Paul. Johnson, Johnson.
IRC.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com.
G'day, I'm IRC, and welcome to episode 42 of IRC FM, coming down the pipe and into your ears at the end of each week. IRC FM is my music podcast and is a proud member of Channel IRC, www.channelirc.com, and also the Association of Music Podcasting that you can find at musicpodcasting.org. We've got a great show lined up with a variety of artists, mainly from our music partner Juice Management and Promotion. We also have a couple of songs that were submitted directly by the artist. And indeed, you can submit songs if you are an artist as well by going to www.irkfm.com. Don't forget to become involved in the show and let me know what you think about the music by going to irkfm.com. Or indeed, you can email me or voicemail me, and the addresses and the numbers that you need are on the show notes at irkfm.com. Well, we've been continuing on with the 2009 IRC FM Musical United Nations Tour. Last week we were in Asia, and I hope you enjoyed the music there, including the languages that I didn't understand, which is kind of sort of the whole point. Next week we continue the tour and we go to South America, and then the following week we have an earworm special. And that basically consists of songs that are stuck in your head that we've played on IRC FM before this year. And not to mention, episode 50, very fast approaching. It seems like a long way away, but it is show 42 now. And already, believe it or not, I am already starting to sort programs out for 2010. Because we have many weeks that are occupied with the 2009 IRC FM Musical United Nations Tour. We have the Earworm Special. There's another special coming up on episode 46 that is a bit of a surprise for now. And also we have a Christmas special before the end of the year as well. Let's go and play some music. This first song is called Halos and Hypocrites by I. Alexander. I. Alexander consists of a single person called Alex Larkham, and his influences include Somatic Sunrise, Circus Survive, Incubus, Paramore, Taking Back Sunday, 30 Seconds to Mars, Michael Jackson, Justin Timberlake, Overseer, Lost Prophets, The Sound of Animals Fighting, and more. So I hope you enjoy this week's episode of IRC FM. Here it is now, Halos and Hypocrites by I. Alexander.
Oh glory, not a wink of sleep for us as we sat and played heroes all goddamn night, chasing the stars and combusting the sky. Our fantasies meet as the days do divide. This evening I've got things to do, but cost me an offer I cannot refuse. I'll give you a cut and make you my muse. Now print me a promise that I can abuse. We are all moving backwards. I hear that against the lamps and that I can see. This is not the case of
we'll be right back.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Slow train coming down that freedom track. Slow train coming on down that freedom track. Don't need money in your sack, fancy suit on your back. Ride the slow train. Slow train, all got children ride for free. Slow train, got children get to ride for free. Don't need no stained glass recipe or a college PhD. Ride the slow train. Slow train, hop on up while we still can. Slow train, let's hop on board while we still can. Just call on the name of a sinner's only friend. Ride the slow train. Come on, ride, y'all. Slow train, fire and smoke coming out the stack. Oh, slow train, fire and smoke coming out that stack. Heading down the history track, ain't never coming back. Climb on the slow train. Slow train, coming down that freedom track. Train coming on down that freedom track. Don't need no bread in your sack, fancy suit on your back. Ride the slow train. Yeah, don't need no degree, theology or fame. Ride the slow train. Slow train. Slow train. Oh, slow train. Ride that slow train.
That song was Slow Train by Bradley West, and we've played that particular song by Bradley West before, but then again, I'm a train driver, so I like train songs, so we thought that we'd have Bradley back for that one. And he comes to us from Nashville, Tennessee, and it sounds very typical for someone coming out of Nashville. His influences include Hank Williams Sr., George Strait, George Jones, Alan Jackson, Garth Brooks, etc. Bradley was born in 1987 and was raised in West Memphis and Marion in Arkansas. He first learned to talk by singing and first sang on stage at the age of two. He grew up and he was studying various books and encyclopedias about the roots of country music. And he soon became a fan and an admirer of Hank Williams Sr., George Jones, Randy Travis, George Strait, and other traditional country music legends. Unlike many of the younger modern country artists, Bradley likes to perform his songs with, quote, meat on them, songs that stand up for common men and women of America and have something to say about what both positively and negatively affects hardworking, financially struggling working folks. He has performed all over Arkansas and Tennessee and surrounding areas, including annually at Loretta Lynn's Ranch and at various county fairs, festivals, clubs, and other venues. And that song was quite cool. So we're going to pick the pace up just a little bit, and this particular song is called Nothing for Tomorrow by Paradise Nine. Paradise Nine are from the UK, and they have been described as a UK-based psychedelic rock band. Their CD was self-produced and self-released. It begins with a long acoustic melodic love song, and then the CD really takes off from there. There's a long, spacey delay guitar intro and a nice bass lead-in, but the song that we're going to hear now is called Nothing for Tomorrow, which seems quite relevant at times here on IRC FM.
Thank you. I stop you there? Damn, it's levitation. We gotta leave right now. We have a situation. Everybody's scared. So call the radio station. We gotta leave right now. We have a situation. Can I stop you there? Damn, it's levitation. We gotta leave right now. We have a situation. Everybody's scared. So call the radio station. We gotta leave right now. We have a
Welcome back to Irk FM, and that song was rather cool, wasn't it? That song was indeed rather cool, and it was called Situation by Lost Without Cause. Lost Without Cause come to us from Watford in the UK, and instead of reading their influences, I thought I'd read a couple of reviews that are on their MySpace page. BBC Three Counties Radio said, quote, "We haven't seen much music like this for a while, and it's great to have the mix of alternative rock with a punk edge back on our shelves," unquote. Demo's Review wrote, "Dynamic and raw, and for me really sets them apart and grabs your attention from the very first note. Touring with names like My Passion will help in getting to the next plateau now, and once there, the music will keep them there. Watch this space." And Blinky Promotions wrote, quote, "Their music, lyrics, energy, performance, and determination to have fun is what makes these guys so great." And of course, to find out information about all of the artists, you can go to the show notes at irkfm.com, click on the links, and have a look at all of the artists and all of the information there. There is a complete list of all of the artists that have websites that have appeared on Irk FM. And there's over 250 artists listed at the moment. Now we're going to go in and have another double shot. This one's a double shot with a difference. The first song is called Friday Street by Louise LeGray. And you'll find out the reason for the double play after the two songs. And Louise LeGray's influences include Billie Holiday, Aretha Franklin, Kate Bush, Joni Mitchell, Janis Joplin, Coldplay, Radiohead, Jeff Buckley, Prince, Bob Dylan, Bob Marley, Stevie Wonder, David Bowie, Sting, and Led Zeppelin. So let's get right into this double shot. This one's called Friday Street, and you're listening to Irk FM, maybe even on a Friday, as Irk FM comes down the pipe and into your ears at the end of each week, released every Friday.
Looking through your window, no one ever shows up. Trying not to close up, but it's too late. Now you're at a dead end. Feel as if you're frozen. Look at what you've chosen.
the street. The blind hit the lid, and the crime was neatly done. 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 The street and the cripple hit the lid. Just a game, no it ain't. It's such a sad, sad truth to see. When the children grow up, what the world's gonna be. Cause a crime is neatly done. A crime is neatly done. A crime is neatly done. A crime is neatly done.
Welcome back to IRC FM episode 42, and that was a double shot with a difference. It was because both artists had the first name of Louise. First of all, we heard from Louise LeGray with Friday Street, and the second song, the song that you just heard, was by Louise Detroit, and that was called Crime. And Louise Detroit comes to us from somewhere in Africa, from Greece, in South Greece, and I'm presuming South Africa as well. I'm not too sure, but her influences are many and varied. Some of them that you may have heard of include Steve Winwood, Chet Atkins, The Corrs, Bryan Adams, Billie Holiday, Tracy Chapman, Sarah Brightman, Michael Bolton, Guns N' Roses, and a lot more. Of course, you can always go to the show notes and find out more about the artist by clicking on the link. But Louise Detroit was the youngest child of musical and artistic parents. She was born and raised in South Africa. Throughout her school years, she studied classic piano and violin, taking parts in recitals and concerts with youth orchestras, and acting and singing in theatre and musical plays. And you can find out a lot more about the artist by going to the websites. And of course, you can find the websites of the artists by going to irkfm.com. Let's continue with the music. This song is called Frame Around My Border, and it's by Living For Today. So let's get straight into it now.
Thank you.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
No success, I go to the big amateur. But me a put the fuck as a work and knowledge. Still I say cash to be forever. So we keep dreaming, for the top we keep feeling. Every day we scheming, for open the door, put the street teaming. And give me life new meaning, we keep
bleeding. I'm get up holding to the top, and only where the music starts. I'm get up holding to the top.
Welcome back to episode 42 of IRC FM, coming to you directly from the Channel IRC studio here in Western Sydney. Now, it's not often that I play a blend of hip-hop and dancehall reggae, but that's exactly what that last song was. That was Rise by Cashbook Cliche, who contacted me directly and offered their music for me. And if you would like to offer your music as a band, there's full instructions on the website at irkfm.com. If you make it easy for me, I'll make it easy for you to be heard. Not a problem. Now, Cashbook Cliché comes out of the label Street Dream Records, which was the brainchild of Dwayne Valentine, who is an avid lover of reggae and hip-hop. Along with partners Andrew Binlaw Sakrao and Ricardo Scaff, BKA Scaffy White, the signature label for the band, which is a perfect blend of hip-hop and dancehall reggae, was created. And so in the beginning of Street Dream Records, it was the pure passion for the music that existed and has kept the dream alive. The first release for the label, Ghetto Genesis, is being distributed on CDBaby.com, and it comprises of songs relating to love, heartbreak, social commentary, and for the signature track of the album. The label Street Dream Records has since put its mark on its place of birth, spreading its wings across the island and fast becoming a household name in Jamaica and the Caribbean. They have collaborated with American rapper Velvet Smooth and many more, and there's even talk of a UK tour. And of course, if you want to find out if any of these bands are near you, or if you want to listen to some more of their music, watch their videos, and interact with the bands, you can by going to irkfm.com and then clicking on the band or the bands that you are interested in. Before that song by Cashbook Cliché, we heard from Magnetic Cherry with their song Crazy Tonight. And that was a cool song as well. And we are going to continue this particular episode of IRC FM. We're right near the end, but we'll be back shortly to end the episode with a couple of tracks from a couple of lovely ladies.
Judy's got a stick shift.
And I also got myself a bigger iPod, so I'm the proud owner. It's like having a baby, isn't it? The proud owner of two iPods now. So what I do now is my new one, which has got more time for
more memory,
and that has all my iPods on it now. All my iPods. I'm getting confused again. All my podcasts on it, and my books, my podio books on.
Judy's got a stick shift.
I'm now so intrigued in these, I say reading the books, listening to these books.
Judy's got a stick shift.
Sometimes I, like I'm doing now, I waffle on a bit, and he knows when I'm rambling, and we've got this little pat, you know, and he pulls me back into line and gets me back on track.
Speaking of back on track.
Yes. So we're getting back on track. So thanks, Tig.
Judy's got a stick shift.
So you have to listen in for that. That interview I had, and that's my first show I did with somebody else besides Irk on the show. And I think, hey, you know, finally. So that's it's going to be a start of...
What was your birthday show, chopped liver?
Yeah, but I forget. It seems like years ago now. It's only 6 months since I started this show.
Judy's got a stick shift.
Oh, I felt so wonderful when I opened the letter or email. I call them letters.
Got a stick shift.
I actually went to my friend Wackypedia.
Judy's got a stick shift.
And some of them she had to re-listen to because she actually fell asleep.
Actually,
yes, you and your actually have got me saying it.
Judy's got a stick shift.
What I'm going to have to do is just listen to one book at a time so that my old brain doesn't fry and get confused. Talk about pushing buttons, Shauna, my brain fries.
Got a stick shift.
Didn't you say to me, what's a potio book? Why would you go out and why would you get a potio book?
Oh, but I tell you what, now I know, I think I wish I had known this age, because I always love reading. As a kid, I belonged to the local library and I used to book out five books at a time.
Judy's got a stick shift.
And I'd read them, take them back, because that was your limit five. But then as I
got... That would have got a bit too heavy, being stone and all.
Oh, they weren't stoned. You keep it up and I'll chuck something at ya.
Judy's got a stick shift.
And what do we say, Irk?
Happy birthday, Irk.
No, that's not read it yet. Good night, Interweb.
Good night, Interweb.
Judy's got a stick shift.
And, of course, that was a promo for Blast from the Past, which is a family history slash social history slash back in my day show that my mum and I do together. And I'm back when it comes to Blast from the Past. I had a few weeks off, but it's all good. Back in the studio and it's all good. Judy's Blast FM is continuing as well, and the current episode, as this is recorded, is an elephant special. So for all Judy's Elephants friends who haven't heard that episode yet, episode 15 of Blast FM, Judy's Blast FM, you will definitely enjoy that. And of course, if you want more information about any of my shows on Channel Irk, you can go to channelirk.com. My talk podcast, Irk Pod, comes out on Wednesdays. This show, Irk FM, comes out on Fridays. Blast from the Past, the family history slash social history slash back in my day show, comes out on Saturdays. And Judy's Blast FM, which is Mum's music show, and boy, hasn't she learned a lot about music over the last 3 months or so, that comes out on Sundays. And my ambient noise podcast, Echo Romeo Killer, is back, and that comes out whenever I feel like it. So, speaking of feeling like it, let's play some music. We have a couple of ladies to finish off the show, and this is Fia Ford with her song Made of You. Now, Fia comes to us from London, and she is currently gigging across the UK to promote her debut album, which is called Monkey to the West. Now, it's probably a dream of many of these musicians to be able to give up their Monday to Friday 9-to-5 job to be able to become a full-time singer-songwriter, and Fia has actually managed to do that. And so after working long hours and that sort of thing to fund studio time and rehearsals at night, it must have been a good feeling to be able to quit the day job and work full-time on managing the band and also promoting the album. The album ranges from mellow acoustic sounds to upbeat pop and rock, folk and funky guitar, and it includes a wide range of issues from love, family, bullying, the latest Gulf Wars, all of which have had a significant impact on Fia's life. Both the energy in her performance and the power of her lyrics reach out to the entire audience, telling a story with every line. So let's get right into it and hear the story now. This is Made of You.
Yeah. Too 3 4 I would help you out of this. If only I knew how. But you are the one who knows what's right for you. And it's so easy for me to tell.
What a way to finish the episode. I don't necessarily have blue eyes, but that's okay. That song was called Blue Eyes by Audra Connolly. And let me tell you that that was a great way to finish. Audra is from Boise. Gee, I wonder where I've heard Boise, Idaho from before. And if I don't hear Audra on Boise and Beyond Tigger, I'll be very, 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 very disappointed. At the age of 4, Audra started learning how to play the piano, and she continued studying classical music until she earned a degree in piano performance from Boise State University. But it wasn't until after college that Audra got serious about playing the guitar. A guitar was always in reach, but she didn't get serious until after college. In August of 2009, Audra has released her debut CD, Dear Friend, on her independent label, Whole Heart Records. The songs on this album include arrangements of instruments such as guitar, voice, bassoon, and marimba. Themes of love and friendship weave their way through those 10 unique songs that together create a powerful and complete opus. And of course, more information on all the artists can be found by going to irkfm.com. Next week, we will be continuing the 2009 IrkFM Musical United Nations Tour from South America. Thank you again to all of the artists, I Alexander, Bradley West, Paradise 9, Lost Without Cause, Louise de Grey, Louise de Toit, Living for Today, Magnetic Cherry, Cashbook Cliche, Thea Ford, and Audria Connolly. Thank you, everyone, one and all. Thank you to Rob from Juice Management and Promotion for all of his assistance and all of the music that he supplies. And thank you, everyone, for listening to IRC FM. The 2009 IRC FM Musical United Nations Tour next week continues, and that will be followed by a earworm special. So get your earworm songs into me as soon as possible. Information on how to contact me is on the show notes at irkfm.com. So until next time, wherever it is that you hear me across Channel Irk, I say as always at about this time, good night Interweb. And I hope that Cammy and Doc enjoyed their holiday.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no E's in podcast and no E's in blueberry.com. Looking for more IRC? Go to channelirc.com.
This show is protected by a non-commercial, attribution, no derivatives, Creative Commons license to protect the interests of the artists.